bring all of Cottontown in wagons, and I've seen them bogged down right here on, in bad, real bad weather. I've seen them bogged down on, right on Main Street, sure have.
Well, now, you were telling me that, like, all these, you lived in that big house, though, that you were telling me about.
On the corner of Perry
yeah.
and Franklin.
Yeah.
It's still standing
yeah.
there, right across from Baptist Church.
Yeah, from Redditor. Now, like a house like that, how would it be heated?
We had, that house was built in 1900
mm-hmm.
for my Aunt Josephine to be married in.
Oh.
Grandmother said that she was not going to see the boss spoke. She wasn't that big, but mm-hmm. she really laid it on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm not going to have her marrying in this old house out here. She's going to marry in a nice home.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, Lost, get busy and build me a house.
Mm-hmm.
And he built it in 1900. And Aunt Josephine was married in it and moved to Memphis and lived in Memphis. She died just a few years ago. And Aunt Helen died was 90, I think she was 98. She died in New York with her great-granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
Long Island. They lived on Long Island.
And so they built that?
They built that house in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
They built my wife's home in 1900.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was a man came here from Texas, Dallas, Texas, an architect. And he built four big homes in Helena.
Mm-hmm.
And he later came back. In later years, Charlie passed away. The old family, there's an old family here. And Charlie died, and this man married his widow, and she moved to Dallas with him. I mean, just a peculiar thing would happen. But that was years and years after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a funny thing that that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he built these homes around here, a lot of these homes. I know of four that he built at one time, one right after the other.
Right all around.
Yeah, he was an architect and a builder.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, would they have these big fireplaces in?
Yes'm, we all had fireplaces,
mm-hmm.
And then they put in furnaces,
oh.
coal furnaces,
oh.
and Tappan Coal Company, which is still in business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another kinfolk out of the Tappan family.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Tappan is Tappan Abstract now. And his grandmother was my grandfather's niece. Yeah, Jim's right in next door here. In fact, we had a party for my daughter here. She came home, and Lenora Morris, she was a she had a party for Hattie Moore. And Jim was there. And of course, he's a younger, much younger generation. He's Hattie's age. And somebody said something about George. Jim says, you and Charlie kin to each other. And Jim says, I don't know. You'd have to ask me. I don't know what kin we are. So they don't keep up with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they don't keep up with like
now,
you.
Like me, we would go from one uncle's house to the other. I might eat. Now, Bob Horn and myself were just like this, raised together, eat out the same plate, and had our horses and our hunting horses and drove the race horses, whatever they had, you know, all, it was just heaven when we could exercise the horses. And we would go to this uncle's and eat today.
Mm-hmm.
We might be over at this uncle's and eat tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and them never knew where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother, at our house, I never sat down at the table in the middle of the day. There wasn't 7 to 8 men, just men, and she was the only woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there'd be managers from the different farms. There would be Jim. His daddy, Jim, died just here not long ago. I was raised up with him. His daddy worked for my grandfather. They had a farm together, farm. And Jim, old Jim, old man Jim, Jim Sr., he'd be sitting there eating. My uncles would be sitting there. I never sat down at a table in Mother's house up here at noontime. It wasn't seven or eight men all there eating dinner. And we used to go from one house to the other and eat. And they'd visit around, and Sunday evening, they would gather at a certain house. We didn't get in an automobile and ride all over everywhere, anything like that. You went to a house, and everybody